Man, it's good being in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
I woke up this morning heavy. Nervous about this message. God gave it to me. I was very heavy about it, though. Very nervous about it. I thank God I'm in church tonight.
Amen.
I know it gets old. My dad says it all the time. Glad we're not in prison or in jail. Glad we're in church. I'm glad to be in church because I got some buddies out there right now that I go to school with. Yeah. We're out there. We're drinking tonight because they all just turned 21. Me and Zane are the youngest two there. We're not old enough to drink, but everybody there is old enough to drink. They're out there drinking. They asked me and Zane, hey, come out to us to Alfred State. Come drink with us. Right now, we got church. What about you come to church?
There we go.
No, who wants to come to church? I'm like, we do. We want church. They didn't want to come to church.
That'll work.
I was scared to come to church tonight. I had to preach. I was scared. I didn't want to come. But my one buddy's like, come on, Luke. You can be a party guy. You can come. You know, come get drunk with me. Stay up all night. I'm like, no. What's the point? There's no profit in it. Or you come to church with me. You can stay up all night and preach. Come with me. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, yeah. You couldn't handle it anyway, you wimp. Turn me to, let me start with this. I'm preaching on instruction. God's instruction. What is instruction? Instruction is, which is taught of knowledge and or guidance impacted by one person to another. Turn me to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, and it says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head, and chains about thy neck. Instruction from our parents to help us in life. God has given us parents. We are not blessings to our parents. Parents are blessings to us. God gave us parents to give us instruction from God to guide us. And that guidance is going to be like an ornament of grace upon our head, like a crown, and like chains about our neck. It's going to stay with us forever. Amen. Never leave us. We may walk from God, but God won't walk from us. And he's always willing for us to come back. We just have to go, turn around and go back to him. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. And it says, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And the reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. The commandment is like a lamp. We have a lamp. What's in there? The light, which is the law to guide us. And instruction is a way of life. We need instruction for our lives to guide us down the path. God gives us instructions. He does it through preachers, our parents. Does it through many people. We need to heed to it because it helps us. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. And it says, whosoever loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Thanks. Thanks, Peter. We've been to a couple church services past few weeks. Peter is, and some other men talked about brutish. This couple of verses. So. We love instruction. Whosoever loveth instruction loveth knowledge. The knowledge is the King James Bible. You love instruction, you get instruction from this Bible, which can tell you will love the Bible. But people are brutish. And what is brutish? People who are rough or rude or someone who is a fool. That's what it is. And people don't love instruction. They're foolish about it. They're foolish to the King James Bible. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 11, and it says, "The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd." What is that saying? The words of the wise. Who are the wise? Preachers. Are as goads. What is that? Something that pricks you. Preachers are pricking you. And nails fastened by the masters of assemblies. What is that? Preachers pricking and nailing down sinners of their sins. And then it says, which are given from one shepherd. Who is that? Jesus Christ. He gives us instruction for the men to preach to the sinners. Not only to the sinners, to the saved too. Not going to leave them out. All the saved people need to get some instruction too. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9. First Samuel chapter 9, verse 27. And it says, "And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, 'Bid the servant pass on before us.' And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may shew thee the word of God." What is that saying? Samuel is saying, "Saul, wait. I got something to tell you about God." But Saul's like, "Nah." Kept going. Didn't wait. He didn't want to hear about God. As most people today, preachers have something for them. And they say, "Whoa, hold on. This is something that's helping your life." They're like, "Nah, I got it. Good, I don't need God. I got it myself. I'll take it on myself. I'll do it by myself." So that's what he's saying there. We need God. That's what our parents are here for. My parents tell me stuff. But I decide that I think I know better, but my parents are like, "Whoa, Luke, no, don't do this. It says in the Bible, don't do this, so and so. Don't do that." Before I say, "I'm like, nah, I got it. I can handle it. I know better than God. I know better than my parents." Well, I don't know better than God, and I don't know better than my parents. Praise God for that. I could be in hell because of that, because I thought I knew better. My parents are very stubborn, very hard, but me being in church, and I praise God for that. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be up here preaching. I pray for those guys at school I go with, because they don't have parents like that who would say, "Whoa, found the Bible." They don't have that. They're living their own life, whatever they want to do. Praise God that I have parents who say, "Whoa." I have a pastor who says, "Whoa. Slow your roll there, big shot. Come on." Praise God for that. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 17. 2 Kings chapter 17. Mm-hmm. 2 Kings chapter 17, and it says in verse 28, "Then one of the priests whom they have carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord, howbeit every nation made gods of their own and put them in the houses of the high places, which the Samaritans had made every nation in their cities wherewith they dwelt." There was a man who came to Bethel and preached the word of God. But they didn't hear it because they didn't want to. They didn't heed the instruction of the man of God. Thought they knew better. Thought their other gods would help them. It didn't help them. Destroyed them. A lot of people are doing that. Got a lot of idols and gods in their life. Just name a few. TV, video games for the young people. I mean, kids say for the old people too. Let me rephrase that. Old people too. There's old people who want to play video games too. Food. Food. That one hurts. Not just for you guys. It hurts for me too. I'm just saying. There's a lot of things I can go into about gods in our lives that we should get rid of. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 17. 2 Chronicles chapter 17. Starting in verse 6. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves of Judea. Also, in the third year of his reign, he sent to the priests, even to... I'm going to have a really hard time saying these names, so don't judge me this about this, okay? Even to Ben-Hel and to Obadiah and to Zechariah and to Nethel and to Malachi and to teach the cities of Judah. I'm just going to pause there for a second. Those are preachers. Amen. He's sending preachers out to them. That's what he's sending. In verse 8 it says, and when he sent them, Levites, sending more of them, even Shemarai and Nethani and Zebedi and Ashiel and Shemarim, I don't know. I'm not even going to try even saying that one. And Jonathan, I don't know. And Andoniah and Tobadiah and Tobananiah. Levites with them. Anishmite and Jehorman priest. You know, if you weren't here last night, Brother Martin was like having a, you can laugh in church. I made you all laugh. And they taught in Judea, and he had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and he went about throughout all the cities of Judea and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon them, all the kingdoms of lands that were round about Judea. So they made no war against Jehoshaphat. He sent preachers to the people out there to preach to them so they wouldn't have war. God gave them instructions to preach to them about the fear of the Lord. We heard this week about the fear of the Lord, having about fear of the Lord. Have it. If you're not saved tonight, you should get it. You're going to leave here lost. You can die and go to hell. You could be in prison. But he gave those men to preach to us. And today, we have preachers. He's given to all of us so we can heed the instruction of Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. And it says, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach Israel statutes and judgments. Did you prepare your heart for the preaching tonight? I know I did. Did all day. Went to Seven Charities. Had a good time over there. Sam put me to work a little bit. I tried working. Yeah. Tried. Quote. But I prepared myself tonight for the preaching.
Amen.
So God gave me this Bible to preach to all of you.
Right.
I'm learning how to preach it to all of you.
Amen.
I'm not going to say I'm the best, but sure, I'll give my best to it.
That's it.
God. Not hide my talents. Gotcha, Autumn. Hiding my talents. Turn me to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. Starting in verse 6, and it says, "And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen,
Amen.
With lifting up their hands and bowed their heads,
yes.
And they bowed and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground." Here's some more weird names, so just give me a second. Also, just Jeshua and Benai and Shirbai, Jamin, Akabuk, Shinabani, Hodidai, Manasseh, Kalai, Azari, Jozab, Hannah, Pelai, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood there. To their place. So they read in the book, in the law, God discreetly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. What did he do? Send more men to preach the word of God, preach the law, so we can take it, live that law for God. That's what he wants us to do there. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 1. "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying," I'm not going to read down through all of that, but Jesus Christ is there teaching, giving instruction to the disciples and the crowds out there. And he wants us to do that. He wants to teach people about Jesus Christ, give them instruction about Jesus Christ, how to live for him. Turn with me to Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. Luke 24, verse 27. And it says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded upon them in all the scriptures and things concerning himself." He was showing them Jesus Christ through the law of Moses and the prophets.
Amen.
He was giving them instruction about himself.
Yep.
So they can see it and live for him.
Amen.
Turn with me to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 34. "And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began to at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came, when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Amen.
God gave Philip instruction to preach to that eunuch, and the eunuch believed on Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You can't live for Jesus Christ without believing in him. Repent of your sins and turn from your ways to his ways. But down in there it says about the eunuch and Philip, and Philip, and the Lord caught Philip, and he wasn't there, and the eunuch didn't see him, but he didn't care. He had Jesus Christ. He had no other cares anymore. Only people who've seen that have that. Cares of the world, it's tough. They just look at Jesus, they wouldn't care anymore. It's hard to say, because sometimes we don't think that. It's rough. But Jesus is there with us. He's not going to take us out of it. He's going to get us through it. Just keep rejoicing. Turn with me to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18, verse 26, and it says, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom with, here's some weird, more weird names, Aquila and Priscilla had heard, and they took him unto them and expounded upon him the way of God more perfectly. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Those preachers talking about Jesus Christ and God and expounding more. Turn with me to Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28, verse 23. And it says, and when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, presenting them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning till evening, preaching about Jesus Christ. All day, all night, through the law of Moses, showing them that this time they didn't have the New Testament that we have. So we preached the Old Testament, showing about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yeah. Turn me to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, and it says, only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest thy depart from the heart all the days of thy life, but teach them the sons and thy sons' sons. God is talking to Moses. Moses, from God, is giving instruction about teaching about the things that God has done for the children of Israel. And what he has done, took them out of. And he wants the children to remember it. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto the children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. He showed to the children earlier about teaching them about Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 12. Gather the people together, men and women, children, and the stranger that is within the gates, and they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of the law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land where ye go over Jordan to possess it. He's teaching them, not just the men, not just the women, not just the children, also the strangers that were there. Teaching them all about Jesus Christ, how to fear him, how to live for him, even over in that new land, that promised land. Says you gotta still live for me over there. Still gonna be hard, but you got more blessings over there, because we know that's the promised land. Turn me to 2 Kings chapter 12. Second Kings chapter 12. Second Kings chapter 12, verse 2. And Joaz did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and all the days wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. He did the things right in the sight of the Lord because there was a man preaching Jesus Christ and the law of God. That's why he did the things right in the sight of the Lord. He was instructing to do that. God has given us instruction through the preachers for us to live for God, to do things in the right in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34, verse 11, and it says, "Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." He's willing to teach us if we hearken unto him, the fear of the Lord. He says, "Come, you children." It's not all talking about little children. It's talking about anybody. It's coming. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not quoting. Somewhere in the Bible it says, "Come as little children unto me." That's what we need to do, coming to Jesus, the Lord God, as little children. We should be saved and should teach us how to fear the Lord. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 78. Psalms chapter 78, verse 1, and it says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to their generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which would be born, whom should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God." I'm not a parent, but hopefully I want to be a parent one day. get married and have kids and have had the privilege from God to teach my children about Jesus Christ, how to live for Him. But right now, who are parents, who have kids in their house, we should teach them about Jesus Christ. We should have that family altar. We have a family altar at home right after dinner. And we talk about Jesus Christ all the time. My grandmother just moved in with us. She's hearing about Jesus Christ now. She has answers. She has questions. And we can answer them through that little study we're doing. Praise God for that. She's coming to church more. She wants to come to church more. Praise God for that. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now turn with me to Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, and it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which thy Lord thy God giveth thee. If we honor our parents, heed their instruction, our life will be long on this earth through Jesus Christ. My mom tells my grandfather, he's passed away, it's been a couple years now. He honored his mother. My mom wholeheartedly believes that's why he lived so long. When he was young, he had a couple heart attacks, had a couple heart surgeries. And they say he should have died at a young age. But I can't remember if he died at 71 or 72. But he lived a long, healthy age because he honored his parents. We can all do that if we honor our parents. Amen. Heed their instruction from Jesus Christ. God will give us a long life. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. Said in verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It says right there, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is young, no. When he is old, he will not depart from it. A lot of young people who sit in this church might hear about Jesus Christ. Their parents might teach about it, but one day they might just walk out of church. But if we taught them enough about Jesus Christ, they might come back when they're old. Praise God for that. Praise God that I didn't walk away from God. Physically, I didn't walk away from God. Spiritually, I walked away from God. Sat in church and walked away from God. But I'm glad I didn't walk too far. Because he was not far behind me. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. And it says, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. God has given us statutes and judgments. The Lord has commanded us, he's given instruction. And we should go out there, show other people about it in our land, where we are. Could be in Belfast, where I live. Could be here in Farmersville. Could be in Black Creek. Could be anywhere. God wants us to go tell about him. Turn me to Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. And it says, Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not thy manna from thy mouth, and gavest them water for thy thirst. God gave them three things: instruction, food, and water. That's all they needed. That's all we need. All we need is instruction from Jesus Christ to live, some food and some water. We should be just fine. And I'm not talking about just physical food, spiritual food too. That's what he's talking about. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 71. Psalms chapter 71. Psalms chapter 71, verse 17, and it says, O God, thou hast taught me from thy youth, and here though have I declared thy wondrous works. Saying that he's been taught us from our youth. That's what God wants to teach us from our youth. He gives instruction that our youth, though when we're older, we can still do it. Giving us guidance. Isaiah chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 11. And it says, For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, God has given us instruction not to live of this world, but live in this world. He doesn't want us to act like these people out there who are sinning. But sorry, I lost my train of thought there. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 26. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 26. For his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him. God will instruct us discretion and teach us. He wants that. He wants to do that in our life. Turn me to Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 33. And it says, And they have turned unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hanum, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Moloch, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judea to sin. What is he saying there? He has taught them, given them instruction, but they didn't heed unto it. They thought, nah, we're good. They didn't listen. They turned from him, and they did their own ways. That's all I got to say tonight. Thank you.
what a blessing.
Amen.
What a blessing that a young man would get in the Word and find out what does instruction mean to him. Yeah. What does instruction look like to God?
Amen.
He gave us an instruction, man. It's called the Bible. I mean, God gave us a way to direct our lives. He gave us an instruction manual for our lives. I just want to share, as you were talking, Luke, I just want to share two verses. Don't want me to, not two verses, two things real quick. Luke chapter 6. Look at this. In Luke chapter 6, God's going to point something out here real quick. I'm not going to take much time in this. But Luke chapter 6, and we'll go to verse 46, and this is going to go off of what Luke said. You know, the crazy thing is that not only is Luke my son, but he's my brother in Christ. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Hey, Brother Pete, I just want you to know you're looking at the fruit of when you guys came in and preached to us. That not only would I get saved, but my son, my daughter, and my wife are going to heaven. Because a man said, let's go into the prisons and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to those. Hey, they seen a hope in some people that were hopeless. Hey, just the next time you see that cashier out there and they got tattoos all over them and everything in their face, don't look up at them like there's no hope. Why don't you just preach to them the hope that you have? Because it says if you have that hope inside of you, that you want to give it to somebody else. Why aren't we going out and giving that hope to people? Well, anyway, look at this in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. And it says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Man, every single day, brother, people are getting up. Oh, Lord, I need help with this. And Lord, I need help with that. He says, man, when are you going to spend time on my book? When are you going to go look for that answer when I gave you? Lord, Lord, he says, why call you me Lord and not do these things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He didn't say just hear them, but he said do them. He said, what good is it, Kyle, if all we do is hear and not do what the Bible says? That's, you're not listening to instruction. If I tell my son, look, I need you to go in your room and get your underwear off your floor. What if he don't go do that? He heard that, didn't he? He heard that instruction, but he did not take heed to it. You know what Jesus Christ said they are? Look what he says here in verse 48. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep. This isn't something shallow. This is a person that when they don't listen to the instruction of God, they don't even realize what pit they're digging for themselves. It says that they're digging deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the street beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it. Why couldn't they shake it? Because it was founded upon the rock. What is that rock? That is Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? According to John chapter 1 and verse 14, since we have so many Bible scholars in here.
The Word.
The Word. If you love me, keep His instruction. Do what it says. And then look at here. Turn with me real quick to Matthew chapter 15. We'll read two verses and be done. Matthew chapter 15. And look what it says in verse 8 and 9. Then after I'm done here, I breathe, Brother Joe, you guys are doing a song and such, okay? Matthew chapter 15 and verses 8 and 9. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain. Why? Why? Why are they not listening to God? Because there's something in the way of them. They know how to get real nigh unto God with their lips. But what is in the way in verse 9? Look what it says in verse 9. But in vain do they worship me. Why? Because they're teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. What a disease we have running through the Baptist churches today when people are listening to the doctrines of men instead of what Jesus Christ had to say and the simplicity of the King James Bible. I mean, to say about Bible scholar and commentaries and so on and so forth, it's garbage. All it is a man's opinion.
How about that?
God's opinion And the holy word of God is what makes the difference. But today they're teaching for the commandments of men. They're teaching those things that, why? They don't want to hear an instruction of God. It's so much easier to listen what a man instructs us. Why? Because they're kicking against the pricks, Pastor. Oh, let's bring pricks to you. And people don't want it, so what do? Let's just turn to all other alternatives. And we'll take the word of God second place. Well, Luke, thank you for that. Thank you for that instruction. Thank you for that message on instruction. Hey, look at, I know there's some of you who in here who, you know, 70, 80 years older than Luke or whatever, but he's giving you instruction out of the Bible.
Amen.
He's not telling you what to do. The Bible. He's saying this is what the Bible's telling us what to do. If we would take heed to that. Ain't that something, Tim? Well, we're going to go ahead and get some music going on here. And then after you guys are done with the song, can you dismiss them for about 5 minutes? Get up, go to the bathroom, stretch, you know, get the toothpicks for your eyeballs.
I just got to say one thing.